What would you do if the person you love most in the world suddenly became someone else entirely? For Cam, an ordinary day at her London literary agency transforms into a nightmare when police officers arrive with impossible news. Her husband, Luke, is holding three people hostage in a warehouse. Just 12 hours earlier, they'd shared Jaffa cakes on their worn leather sofa, discussing their 8-month-old daughter's care. Now, damning evidence piles up against him. CCTV footage showing his distinctive yellow-soled Nikes, her Christmas gift, facial recognition technology confirming a 98% match, and phone tracking data placing him at the scene. As Detective Lambert guides Cam into questioning, each revelation feels like another betrayal. Luke's phone pinged near the warehouse at 5:07 that morning before going dark, the same time he'd kissed her goodbye, claiming he had an early client meeting. Through glass walls, Cam watches her colleague's expression shift from confusion to horror. Her carefully built reputation as a respected literary agent dissolves in seconds. Walking to the police car becomes a cruel gauntlet, her silk blouse clinging to her sweat-soaked back as onlookers stare and record videos on their phones. In this moment, Cam's identity violently shifts, from successful professional and devoted mother to something altogether different, the wife of a hostage taker, a woman who shared her bed with a stranger, forever divided between before and after this terrible morning. Niall Thompson, a veteran hostage negotiator, transforms a Wetherspoons pub into a command center. He arranges his equipment, secure phone line, recording devices, CCTV monitors, insisting on minimal interference. For Niall, negotiation is about pure connection between him and the kidnapper. Luke's profile puzzles him. No criminal record, stable job, and a 3-month-old baby. The CCTV shows Luke handling the Beretta with familiarity, yet lacking a criminal's calculated movements. Isabella Lewis's presence complicates matters. She's married to Officer George Lewis, whose family owns the warehouse. "He's agitated," Niall tells Maidstone, the silver commander. "Look at his face. He's scared." Drawing on experience, Niall pushes for direct communication and bringing Luke's wife to the scene. When Maidstone suggests armed intervention after Luke aims his weapon, Niall counters, "Aiming doesn't mean shooting, a distinction between life and death." In crises, it's rarely about what people say, it's about what their bodies reveal while saying it. As police search Cam's Putney home, she recalls recent oddities. Luke's shoulders shaking while claiming to chop non-existent onions, and a strange burglary where nothing valuable disappeared. Luke's wiped laptop reveals troubling data: Uber Eats orders to unknown addresses, anxiety meditation searches, and browsing about stress-induced memory loss. When questioned about a saved Rightmove property in Lewisham, Cam lies it's an investment, while privately adding it to her growing list of mysteries. Most shocking? Despite Cam's vivid memory of Luke reporting their burglary, no police record exists, and phone records confirm no call was made from either their landline or his mobile. How well do we truly know those closest to us? We build relationships on countless shared moments, yet sometimes discover we've been living alongside carefully constructed facades. Cam questions everything about her husband while desperately clinging to her belief in his goodness. Niall receives a message from Luke asking him to tell Cam he loves her, and Polly, a breakthrough that feels ominously like a farewell before Luke goes silent again. When Cam arrives, Niall questions her about Luke's ghostwriting and an unexplained trip when his location tracking was disabled. Despite signs of stress, Cam defends him as they prepare to contact a warehouse. Isabella Lewis confirms through taps that Luke is nearby. The situation escalates when George Lewis breaks free, shouting, "They're going to fucking kill the hostage taker," words Luke overhears. Shortly after, Isabella emerges alone with a bag over her head, claiming she was accidentally caught in the situation. Two gunshots pierce the air. Cam waits by the roadside, memories of Luke interrupted by those fatal shots. Despite everything she now knows about his actions, she finds herself hoping he survived. Isn't it strange how crisis reveals our truest priorities? In that moment, all Cam's doubts dissolved into one hope: let him be alive. 7 years after the siege, Cam lives suspended between grief and hope. While pursuing legal declaration of Luke's death to sell their townhouse, she secretly keeps a folder of possible sightings. Her 8-year-old daughter Polly, who resembles Luke, grows up knowing her father only through photographs. When Cam receives mysterious coordinates and a time via text, she hurries to an Islington courtyard where she and Luke once shared memories. Finding nothing, she returns home feeling watched. Meanwhile, Niall maintains surveillance on Cam's house. He spots someone with Luke's distinctive gait who vanishes during pursuit. With surveillance operations ending soon, he risks his career by purchasing a burner phone to contact Luke directly. Limbo isn't emptiness, but a crowded space of possibilities. For 7 years, Cam and Niall have orbited an absent center, chasing answers that continually recede. Cam's investigation accelerates when she discovers Luke attended Alexander Hale's funeral, a teenager murdered alongside James Lancaster in East London the same day Luke disabled his location data. The connection deepens when Madison Smith approaches Cam, claiming to be a hostage's wife and suggesting they meet somewhere Cam doesn't regularly go, implying surveillance. After Madison is murdered on Cam's doorstep, security footage reveals a masked assailant with a gait unlike Luke's, connecting the danger to Cam's investigation. Niall uncovers dark web messages showing Luke sought a gun for protection against death threats. Luke was summoned to the Bermondsey warehouse by men threatening to come to his home if he refused. Following Harry Grace's advice, Luke observed from outside, then managed to take the gun from his would-be killers. The hostages were actually contract killers sent to murder Luke. Niall confirms Luke acted in self-defense, bringing relief, but a dangerous revelation. Whoever wanted Luke dead remains at large and might target Cam next. Sometimes the truth doesn't set you free. It reveals the cage was larger than you thought. Niall discovers that siblings George Lewis and Janet Hale orchestrated Luke's murder to avenge Janet's son, Alexander, whom Luke accidentally killed during a fight intervention. Cam learns her boyfriend Charlie works for the Louises. After finding Luke's hidden gun, she confronts Charlie, who admits they found Luke alive. She shoots him in the thigh and escapes. Reuniting with Luke in his hideout, Cam discovers he's lived in shadows for 7 years, watching her, working cash jobs, and researching his enemies. He wrote the book as his last words, leaving clues to find him. Their reunion centers on Polly, their daughter who witnessed everything as an infant. 7 years later, they've rebuilt their life together. Though Polly took years to call Luke dad, they found a new normal. Sometimes the longest journey isn't measured in miles, but in the distance between who we were and who we become. Love means continuing to discover each other, even when the truth hurts.